Easter, Week 3, Tuesday. Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name.
The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia.
Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia.
Worship, glory, praise, and honour to our God high-throned above, we, with many generations, join to praise thy name of love. In the Scriptures, by the Spirit, may we see the Saviour's face, hear his word and heed his calling, know his will and grow in grace. Let God arise, let those who hate him flee before him. Psalm 67. Let God arise, let his foes be scattered, let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is blown away, so will they be blown away, like wax that melts before the fire, so the wicked shall perish at the presence of God. But the just shall rejoice at the presence of God. They shall exult and dance for joy. O sing to the Lord, make music to his name. Make a highway for him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice in the Lord, exult in his presence. Father of the orphan, defender of the widow, such is God in his holy place. God gives the lonely a home to live in. He leads the prisoners forth into freedom, but rebels must dwell in a parched land. When you went forth, O God, at the head of your people, when you marched across the desert, the earth trembled. The heavens melted at the presence of God, at the presence of God, Israel's God. You poured down, O God, a generous rain. When your people were starved, you gave them new life. It was there that your people found a home, prepared in your goodness, O Lord, for the poor. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let God arise, let those who hate him flee before him. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord holds the keys of death. Psalm 67 continued. The Lord gives the word to the bearers of good tidings. The Almighty has defeated a numberless army, and kings and armies are in flight, while you were at rest among the sheepfolds. At home the women already share the spoil. They are covered with silver as the wings of a dove, its feathers brilliant with shining gold, and jewels flashing like snow on Mount Salmon. The mountains of Bashan are mighty mountains. High-ridged mountains are the mountains of Bashan. Why look with envy, you high-ridged mountains, at the mountain where God has chosen to dwell? It is there that the Lord shall dwell for ever. The chariots of God are thousands upon thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai to the holy place. You have gone up on high. You have taken captives, receiving men in tribute, O God. Even those who rebel into your dwelling, O Lord. May the Lord be blessed day after day. He bears our burdens, God our Saviour. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord our God holds the keys of death, and God will smite the head of his foes, the crown of those who persist in their sins. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan, I will bring them back from the depths of the sea. Then your feet will tread in their blood, and the tongues of your dogs take their share of the foe. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord holds the keys of death. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord. Psalm 67 concluded. They see your solemn procession, O God, the procession of my God, of my King, to the sanctuary, the singers in the forefront, the musicians coming last, between them maidens sounding their timbrels. In festive gatherings bless the Lord. Bless God, O you who are Israel's sons. There is Benjamin, least of the tribes at the head, Judah's princes, a mighty throng, Zebulun's princes, Naphtali's princes. Show forth, O God, show forth your might, O God, which you have shown for us. For the sake of your temple high in Jerusalem, may kings come to you, bringing their tribute. Threaten the wild beast that dwells in the reeds, the bands of the mighty and lords of the peoples, let them bow down, offering silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war, princes will make their way from Egypt, Ethiopia will stretch out her hands to God. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God, praise the Lord, who rides on the heavens, the ancient heavens. He thunders his voice, his mighty voice. Come, acknowledge the power of God. His glory is on Israel, his might is in the skies. God is to be feared in his holy place. He is the Lord, Israel's God. He gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord. Christ has risen from the dead. He will never die again. Alleluia. No more has death any power over him. Alleluia. A reading from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 8. When the Lamb broke open the seventh seal, there was a silence in heaven for about half an hour. Then I saw the seven angels who stand before God. They were given seven trumpets. Another angel, who had a gold incense container, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to add to the prayers of all God's people and offer on the gold altar that stands before the throne. The smoke of the burning incense went up with the prayers of God's people from the hands of the angels standing before God. Then the angel took the incense container, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it on the earth. There were peals of thunder, sounds, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. Then the seven angels with the seven trumpets prepared to blow them. The first angel blew his trumpet. Hail and fire mixed with blood came pouring down on the earth. A third of the earth was burnt up, a third of the trees, and every blade of green grass. Then the second angel blew his trumpet. Something that looked like a large mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea. A third of the sea was turned into blood, a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. Then the third angel blew his trumpet. A large star, burning like a torch, dropped from the sky and fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. A third of the water turned bitter, and many men died from drinking the water because it had turned bitter. Then the fourth angel blew his trumpet. A third of the sun was struck, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that their light lost a third of its brightness. There was no light during a third of the day, and during a third of the night also. Then I looked,
And I heard an angel that was flying high in the air say in a loud voice, O horror, horror, how horrible it will be for all who live on the earth when the sound comes from the trumpets that the other angels must blow. Responsory from Revelations 8. An angel holding a golden censer stood at the altar of the temple. He was given much incense, and the smoke of the burning incense rose up before God. Alleluia. Each angel had a bowl filled with incense, which is the prayer of God's people, and the smoke of the burning incense rose up before God. Alleluia. A reading from the Sermons of Saint Augustine. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the saints. We are told to sing to the Lord a new song. A new man knows a new song. A song is a thing of joy, and if we think carefully about it, a thing of love. So the man who has learned to love a new life has learned to sing a new song. Therefore we need to be told the nature of this new life for the sake of the new song. For a new man, a new song, and the New Testament all belong to the same kingdom. So the new man will sing a new song and belong to the New Testament. Everybody loves. The question is, what does he love? Consequently, we are not told not to love, but to choose what to love. But how can we choose unless we are first chosen? We cannot love unless we are first loved. Listen to the words of John the Apostle. We love because he first loved us. If you search for the reason why a man loves God, you will find no other reason at all save that God first loved him. He gave us himself as the object of our love, and he gave us the source of our love. If you wish to know what he gave as the source of our love, you can find a clearer explanation in the words of the Apostle Paul. The love of God is poured out in our hearts. Where does it come from? From ourselves? No. Where then? Through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Since then we have such an assurance, let us love God by the gift of God. As St. John himself expresses it more clearly, God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. It is not enough to say, love comes from God. Which of us would dare to say what St. John said, God is love? He knew what he was saying, for he experienced this love himself. God offers himself to us. There is no need to offer us more. He calls out to us, love me, and you will possess me, because you cannot love me unless you possess me. My brothers, my sons, children of the Catholic Church, holy seeds of heaven, you who have been born again in Christ, born from above, listen to me, or rather through me. Sing to the Lord a new song. But I do sing, you may reply. You sing? Of course you sing. I can hear you. But make sure that your life sings the same tune as your mouth. Sing with your voices, sing with your hearts, sing with your lips, sing with your lives. Sing to the Lord a new song. Do you ask what you should sing about the one whom you love? Of course you want to sing about the one you love. Do you ask what you should sing in praise of him? Listen. Sing to the Lord a new song. Are you looking for praises to sing? His praise is in the assembly of the saints. The singer himself is the praise contained in the song. Do you want to speak of the praise of God? Be yourselves what you speak. If you live good lives, you are his praise. Responsory based on Romans 6. Christ was raised from death by the glorious power of the Father, let us too live a new life, and let us love one another just as he commanded us. Alleluia. Let us sing a song to the Lord, let us sing a new song to our God, and let us love one another just as he commanded us. Alleluia. Let us pray. God our Father, you open the gates of the kingdom of heaven to those who are born again of water and the Holy Spirit. Increase the grace you have given, so that the people you have purified from all sin may not forfeit the promised blessings of your love. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.